Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I am your host, Steph, and today we have a special guest on our podcast. It's my husband, Jonathan. Hey Jonathan.
Hello, I'm the special guest.
We're so glad you're joining us today.
I'm really glad to be here. This is a cool opportunity to be able to share a microphone with you today.
Yeah, I'm glad you're sharing a mic with us. I mean, we already share our life, you know what I mean? We might as well share a mic.
No, true.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am one of the ones that helps write the descriptions for each of the podcast episodes. I help out more on the back end and the planning part of the Messy Walk Podcast. So some future episodes and things, I help with the discussions on those. And then also, if you're a part of our church, then you might find me hiding in the tech booth on Sunday. I'm one of the ones that they sometimes get to run sound for some reason.
It's because you do a really great job at it.
Oh, thank you.
And we're really thankful for you. But yeah, I'm really glad you're here today. We are starting a brand new series called Sneaky Golden Calves. And honestly, we're really excited to talk about it. We were talking about it recently in planning, and the idea behind it is that there are these things in our life that we pay a lot of attention to. We give a lot of time to. We give a lot of affection to, admiration. In fact, it's maybe something that we reach for comfort, for our identity, things like that. And so we're basically talking about idols. An idol is defined as a person or a thing that is greatly admired, loved, or revered. And so the idea with this is we're looking at the story in Exodus 32. So would you read that for us?
Sure. Yeah. So this is the golden calf story, one of the probably the more prominent idol stories that people know of in the Old Testament. So that's where we got the golden calf part of the name. But I'll go ahead and read verses. Let's see. It's Exodus 32, and we're just going to do verses 1 through 8. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses, who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." Aaron answered him, "Take off the gold earrings that your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing, and bring them to me." So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took what they handed him and made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. Then they said, "These are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, "Tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord." So the next day the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. Afterward, they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go down, because your people, whom you brought up out of Egypt, have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them and have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it and have said, 'These are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt.'"
Yeah, and can you give us like a little more context, like a little more background on that scripture?
So, of course, Moses had gone up on Mount Sinai to receive commandments from God. God gave him some laws that he wanted his people to follow. And while he's up there, the people are at the bottom of the mountain actually breaking the commandments as they're being written, pretty much. So they're worshiping a calf, an actual gold calf that they made out of earrings of gold. And that's really actually why we named this series Sneaky Golden Calves. Today, there's not as many people, especially in the United States, I believe, who would consider themselves worshipers of idols. Most people in the U.S. wouldn't consider themselves to be religious at all, so it would be hard for them to admit that they're worshiping anything like that. But the things that we're talking about today are things that are sneaky enough to get us all, because they're sort of subliminal. They're sneaky golden calves because they're things that we don't realize that we're worshiping.
Yeah. So the topic that we're covering today is entertainment. And that's definitely something we can talk about. I feel like we talk about this all the time, honestly, don't we?
We do.
So what is entertainment to you, Jonathan?
Entertainment to me is things that we do to occupy our free time for the fun of it, things that we just enjoy overall.
Yeah. I also feel like it's things that we're just given a lot of time to mindlessly, out of habit. Yeah, and it's really, really easy to fill your time with those things. It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
So there's like all types of entertainment. Everyone nowadays, we have hobbies. And honestly, when you're online, people are all the time talking about hobbies. They're like, you know, have your hobbies. So what kind of hobbies are we talking about? We're talking about like reading, watching movies, television shows, playing video games, fitness and exercise, listening to music, keeping up with the news, and honestly, using your phone. Honestly, whatever you predominantly enjoy in your free time. So what do you feel like are some of the hobbies that you spend a lot of time on, Jonathan?
My hobbies are a lot of times video games. I'm actually a pretty big Nintendo fan, so I just like to play a lot of Nintendo games. Usually just things that I would play on my own, not necessarily with other people.
Yeah.
But I also like to read, mostly because of you. Because you do a lot of reading. So you've kind of inspired me to read a little bit more. And, of course, I like TV shows, Marvel movies, things like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and me, like myself, I naturally go for like reading. I try to read a lot of physical books or listen to audiobooks quite often, which they're not bad things. But I also really love watching TV shows, especially those comfort shows that you kind of like watched a lot growing up. Mm-hmm. Like you want to just go right back to it. You're like, I'm going to watch that over and over again. You know what I mean? And it's really easy to like fall into these hobbies and just, you know what I mean? You just go. You don't really stop. Once you're in it, you're just enjoying yourself. You're just honestly spending so much time and attention on these things that you're choosing to spend your time on, honestly.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we always realize how much time we spend on things like that, you know, unless we were timing it.
Yeah.
A really big one that I think a lot of people fall into these days is phone use.
Yeah, for sure. Like, what would you say, like, with our phones?
Well, I think we're constantly checking our phones throughout the day and watching videos on it, social media, TikTok, just...
Instagram Reels.
Anything that can hold our attention. It's almost a habit for most people. And for myself, it is, you know, like...
Yeah, me too.
When I don't know what to do, I grab my phone. It's something to do, to entertain my brain.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't know about you, but I'll be talking to someone. And if the conversation's going on a long time, you can find yourself, even though you're paying attention to everyone, you'll grab your phone out of habit to, like, look at the screen. And that's honestly something that I can struggle with if I'm looking at my phone a lot that day. Like, I'll be talking to someone, and then I'm just, like, wanting to pull up my phone and suddenly look at something. I'm like, pay attention to the person in front of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can definitely say screen time. If you pay attention to your screen time, it can be kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It can be kind of uncomfortable. Some days you're just mindlessly grabbing that phone and going. You know what I mean? You're on the apps, you're looking at Facebook, you're looking at people's updates, you're looking at Instagram. You're probably forming some type of content. And before you know it, it's already been like 2 hours in the morning. And you're like, where did that 2 hours go? And you're not even at work. another type of entertainment is like following celebrities.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's something I really deal a lot with today, but I know that when I was a teenager, I was a huge Skillet fan. And so I like to watch a lot of their concerts online. I wouldn't actually go to their concerts in person, but I would watch things that people recorded and put on YouTube or something. And I like to watch a lot of interviews and things, but it was almost obsessive to a point, I think. And I don't know, I think of a lot of other celebrities that are popular today that people go crazy over.
Yeah. Like, I remember growing up, like the movie High School Musical, when that came out when we were younger, I was so like, who wasn't obsessed? We were like looking at all the little, yeah, the little interviews, the little, they broke down their dances, on Disney Channel, like, we're all in this together. Like, everybody wanted to learn that dance. And then, of course, in the little magazines that you would get, you'd be seeing, like, what they were wearing. They went shopping over here. They were in the drive-thru. Like, you're just keeping up with these celebrities. And then you get older, and now it's all about, you know, it's just much deeper than that. Like, they're basically telling you the tea. Yeah. They're telling you, like, who's marrying who, who's divorcing who, who's got beef with who. And then also with celebrities, you can find yourself wanting to be like them. Mm-hmm. You're wanting to have a similar lifestyle, or you're wanting to dress like them, or you're wanting to have like a similar personality. It can be a lot.
Yeah. But it's entertainment because, you know, I mean, usually it's because they're in an entertainment industry and they're performing a show or something like that, but also it's just something that a lot of people spend their time on. A lot of their free time might be spent just looking into, you know, what this person's doing, where they're going to go, or, you know, just trying to be sort of like that person, I guess.
Yeah, like, what's their coffee order? Do they go to Starbucks? Like, what's their coffee order? So, why are these sneaky golden calves?
Yeah, so many of these things that we're talking about are not things that are bad in and of themselves. It's not wrong to read a book or watch a show or play a video game. It's not really even wrong to, you know, enjoy certain celebrities to a degree. But it's a sneaky golden calf because we find ourselves falling into habits and patterns when we participate in these things a lot.
Yeah.
Like, just for example, if you are someone who has a cell phone and you use it a lot or you check it pretty often, I personally realize how much I use my phone when I don't bring it with me somewhere. And I reach for my pocket constantly, and then I realize that it's not in my pocket right now, so I can't use it. And then it's kind of a weird feeling in that moment. Like, you realize how much that you actually spend doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, honestly, it's easy to grab your phone at any point of the day, even at work. Like, you have to catch yourself.
Yeah. And I guess that's why it's sneaky, because you don't really think about how much you're doing these things.
Yeah.
They become a problem when we allow them to kind of dominate our thinking and our lifestyle, especially when it undercuts our time with God and becomes a distraction. You know, like, I would probably benefit more from reading the Bible or praying, but instead I'm going to try to numb my stress or something by watching a drama TV show, or
yeah,
playing a video game and just forgetting about, you know, whatever issues are on my mind. Or yeah.
Yeah, and I can say, too, when it comes to, like, I guess, like, our phones, it's easy to want to, like, find your comfort in that. And like I said, your identity. I find that sometimes that's the first thing you want to turn to sometimes. And then all of a sudden you've gone a whole day, or, you know what I mean? At some point in the day, you're like, I have not spent time with the Lord. Like, I have not talked to him today. I haven't thanked him for today. Like, I haven't read his word today, and that's why I'm feeling so crummy.
Yeah,
I was trying to do it on my own, in my own strength. I was trying to, you know, have approval of others. Like, you know what I mean? And sometimes that can, like I said, when I'm talking about the phone right now, sometimes when we're not spending that time with God, we're letting Him tell us who we are in Him. Sometimes we'll go online and post a selfie and, you know, we're doing it for that approval, that like, you know what I mean? But what we really need is time with God. God's love to fill us. God's love to be the thing that drives us that day. Yeah. Not those, not social media, or not even just the things that we really want to entertain ourselves with, like listening to a book, you know what I mean? Watching TV for long periods of time. Like, yes, that's fun stuff, but that shouldn't be the thing that's dominating so much of our time and our attention and, like, our affection, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
What else did you have to share?
Yeah, well, I think that we, you know, one of the main things that we're talking about here is we're calling these sneaky golden calves because they're so hidden almost and subconscious. But we want to be able to identify these things so that we can correct our behaviors and kind of fixate ourselves on things that honor God more.
Yeah. So how do you think we can recognize the problem? I think for one, if you look at your morning time, we just cannot wait to get through like our Bible reading or our prayer time to go do other things. Mm-hmm. That is so common, because we don't want to treat it like a checklist. We don't want to treat it like, okay, we read our Bible today. We said our little prayer. We asked God to protect us today. And now we can do whatever we want. Right? And it's so easy to do that. Like, there's times, like, even now, I'm like, I need to read the Bible. I need to go ahead and read that so I can check on what's going on the Instagram. You know what I mean?
Right.
I definitely think if you find yourself dealing with this as well, like, it's good to reflect on that. Good to reflect on, okay, I don't need to rush this time. God's given me this time in the first place. I don't need to rush this time with Him. I have nowhere to be. I mean, I might have to be at work and I might have to be a mother or whatever it is. But specifically, like, if you're getting up for work, I don't need to rush this time. I need to make time. He gave me this time, and it's not a burden. It's not a checklist. He deserves it all, and He loves us. He just wants to spend time with us.
Right.
I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I deal with this quite often, and I agree with that, that in the morning when I first get up, I know that I should probably read the Bible and pray. And so sometimes I do feel pressure to get that done so that I can go do something else that I want to do more. But if I'm working that day, then I'm getting ready and stuff. But I think that I should be more intentional with trying to make sure that I'm spending true time with God and actually reflecting on what I'm reading, not just trying to get through it.
Yeah. And I feel like there's seasons where you're like really good at it, you know, like I know there's seasons where I'm like, yes, I got up. I actually spent time with God because I wanted to. You know what I mean? Like, it made my day better, the start to my day better. And then there's seasons where you're like, okay, I'm doing that again, where I'm treating it like a checklist. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say this right now. Like, if you feel like you struggle with that too, just recognize it and then start putting things into place to, like, implement change.
Yeah, and I mean, even if I somehow miss an opportunity to read or pray early in the morning, there are times when, like in the evening when I'm home, that I sometimes feel like I shouldn't be playing this game or watching this show until I've made that time. But I don't always end up doing that either. I don't think either one of us are really speaking on this like people who have really gotten this down 100%.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good point to bring up too. And I think that's something we talked about outside of this. Like, sometimes it's not going to happen in the morning as much as you want it to. Like, I've read in places where, like, people are mothers, you know, and, you know, you're taking care of your child and you make time at some point in the day, but sometimes it might not be first thing in the morning. So that's a good point you brought up.
Yeah. Something that when we were planning for this episode that I really liked that Adam had said in our conversation, he pointed out the phone use thing, and he said that if your screen time shows more time than what you sleep in a 24-hour period, that's another way to recognize a problem.
No, that got me. As someone who's working on my sleep schedule, that got me. How'd you feel?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think for me, it's usually about pretty even, which still isn't great to say. You know, like either I'm watching too much stuff on my phone or I'm not sleeping long enough. I'm not sure, but it's usually about the same for me.
Yeah. And this feels weird to say because it's just the truth. I have a tendency to be a night owl. And it's not like a fun thing for me. I actually want to go to bed early. So I do work on it. But when Adam said that in the planning meeting, I was like, oh, yeah. So I think my screen time sometimes is a little bit more than my sleep time. But hey, I can admit it.
So, yeah, so we're talking about how to recognize the problem of, I guess, our entertainment and the sneaky golden calf of entertainment. And I think another one would be if our entertainment comes into conflict with the good values and principles of God.
Yeah. Like and, what? Like what type of entertainment?
So, I mean, I don't want to get into too many specifics, but just for example, reading a book or watching a show and there's a spicy scene that comes up.
Yeah.
Typically, you know, that if we're trying to follow the principles of the Bible, you probably would want to avoid some of those things.
Yeah, because you want to strive for holiness. I can definitely agree on that one.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt convicted in that area, of course?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
Everyone has.
I mean, sometimes you're not really aware of what might be in a show, or sometimes you might already know, and then the problem then is you feel guilty because you've seen something that you shouldn't have saw or you didn't want to see, rather.
Yeah.
And but the problem isn't, or I should say the problem is more so when you're not concerned about those things.
Yeah.
That you are maybe using something that you shouldn't be looking at as entertainment, or maybe it's something that is harmful to other people that you like to participate in.
Yeah.
Or degrading.
Yeah.
Maybe there's certain songs that we like to listen to that don't speak well of females.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, things like that. I think
that's a good point.
It's not necessarily the act of watching it as much as it is if we're not consciously trying to maintain the purity of our heart when we're doing these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. If you also recognize that it's like affecting like your desires, mm-hmm. Are you desiring more of that activity than you are like the good things of God? Yeah. You know, like you're wanting to sneak and do those things, or you know what I mean? Like nobody's going to know. Mm-hmm. Like you might be having a problem there. Yeah.
And then like another thing that you can probably use to kind of identify if you have a problem with a sneaky calf. A lot of times the things that we spend the most money on are things that we love the most.
Yeah.
And hobbies are pretty expensive.
Heck yeah.
I say that as a person who loves video games. You know, I might wait for a good sale, but there's still, if I really were to go back into my account history and look at all the things I've spent on video games and total it up, it would probably be concerning to think, well, I'm actually spending X amount of dollars on this.
Yeah.
And how much have I spent on charity or, you know, on the church or helping somebody out, you know?
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like where are you putting your value? Like where are you putting your money? Are you tithing? Or are you going straight for the video game?
And then maybe this is a topic for a future episode when it comes to like more material things, but I'm also thinking there's a lot of people that collect things like hobbies, those pop figures, the vinyl pop figures, things like
yeah.
that. I'm not trying to say that it's wrong to collect things, but I'm just pointing out that hobbies, again, are expensive. and you can spend a lot of money on things that you love.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, even with books, like, if you're wanting to buy all the new books, that can rack up.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. The books are very expensive when you want to read all of them.
Yeah, especially if you're like, I'm going to skip the library. I'm just going to go straight to buying that book. Yeah, it can definitely add up. So, like you said, these things are not bad in and of themselves. It's just how we're, like, spending that time, honestly. And, like, the patterns, I guess, of how we do that. So, what can we do to curb the issue? You have some scripture that you want to read?
Yeah, I do. I want to read a little bit of Colossians 3, 2 through 10. I read these verses earlier, and part of the reason that I think they stood out to me is because this is an example of Paul, who wrote these verses. He's talking about idolatry, but he's not talking about golden calves or sticks and stones and images that people made. He's actually talking about things that are inward. Let me start at verse 2 and then go through to verse 10. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
Okay. That's awesome. And what are your thoughts behind that?
Again, those are not physical idols that he's talking about. He's actually talking about things that are more like a posture of the heart. Because he's talking about impurity, lust, evil desires, greed. Those are things that we don't necessarily think of as idols, but they are apparently something that we need to work on. And his response to this is to, I guess, be aware of those things. And he's saying that we need to put on the Christ-like behavior.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. I definitely want to go back and read that tonight. So another way we can curb the issue, be intentional about making time for reading the Bible and praying. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I that's kind of what we were talking about before. I think you can always make time to do these things.
Yeah.
You know, like we always have so much access to entertainment that, I mean, we literally can do just about anything with our phones and with our TVs. And some people are a little bit more active and they want to, you know, spend time, you know, doing exercise and going outdoors and entertaining themselves that way. But you can always do that, but not everyone is going to always want to stop, be still, pray, read their Bible, and focus on, you know, the things of God.
That is really good. You're right. Making your time to stop and be still. That's a good point, because sometimes it can feel like, why would fitness and exercise be in this? You know, it's a good thing. It's like honoring, you know, your body. Well, like, as you said, you need to make time to sit and be still and hear from God. Don't just go, 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 do, do, do. I agree with you. So I appreciate how you said that, because I think sometimes you can hear some of these things and you're like, that's actually not bad. And it's not bad. But like you said, if it's getting in the way of you making that time to read the Bible, pray, or just honestly be still and hear from God, then yeah, it can be a little bit of an idol. Now, you could pray while you do those things as well. Mm-hmm. But as you said, there is an important to importance of being still.
Yeah.
So you had another one for how we can curve the issue.
Well, I mean, I think a big part of this is we should set boundaries.
Yeah.
Boundaries are healthy. You know, it's good to, you know, set a boundary with yourself, especially. Probably the easiest thing that I can think of is a boundary for phone use would be to set timers. If you go over a certain amount of time, then you, I guess, hold yourself accountable and stop using the phone for the moment. Mm-hmm. There are things that we don't necessarily need to watch or listen to if they're not going to help produce thoughts in our mind that are honoring to God.
No, I agree. It's really easy to turn on those songs, millennials from like back in the day that got us hype. It's really easy to turn those songs on. But you have a good point. It's good to set those boundaries because we're like, for example, with the music, like we're a new creation in Christ. So those old things aren't going to serve us.
Yeah, and these are sneaky golden calves. So they come up on us when we don't expect it. And I think the biggest thing is if you catch yourself, you redirect yourself.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't sit there and be like, she said I cannot listen to these songs or whatever. I'm not acting like we have to be perfect. What I'm trying to say is if it's clouding up your thoughts and making you think of things that you shouldn't be thinking about, honestly, or it's like not really like pointing you to the good things of God, then you do need to question that.
Yeah.
And we all do. I hope that makes sense.
And I think another thing too is even when it comes to entertainment, you know, we've said this multiple times in this episode, it's not necessarily that these things are bad. It's the fact that they focus, or we have so much of our attention focused on those things rather than God. So another way to reframe it would be to be grateful for what you have access to and thank God for the ways that you have to entertain yourself, to put God in the like at the beginning of whatever activity you're about to do. I've actually done that, you know, like I'm about to read a book that's not the Bible, and I say, thank you, God, for giving me an opportunity to have a moment to read today.
No, I agree. Like, he's gifted us with these people that are so creative. They have talents, and like, there's these people that write these amazing books, and they create these really awesome video games, and or, you know, they make these TV shows or movies that are just like out of this world. And then you got those people that are really, really gifted at fitness, and it like inspires people to move their body, get up and do something, you know, get healthy, be the healthiest you.
Yeah,
it's good.
So, I mean, God has given us a lot of things that we can enjoy. He wants us to enjoy things. I think that he intends for our life to be full of, you know, good things that give us joy. But he doesn't want those things to become the center of our life. He definitely wants to be the focus of our heart and not to be so consumed by the things that we would want to do just to make fun for ourselves.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm glad we had this talk.
Yeah, me too.
And like I said, we might not cover everything, and we might have said something that sounded a little off, but at the end of the day, our heart is that we want everyone to recognize like how entertainment impacts us and how much time we're spending on it. Are you looking at that more than you're looking at God?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully the things that we've said today have made sense enough that if at the very least it inspires some of you to think about the ways that you're spending your time, then I think this was a successful recording of this episode.
I agree. Anyway, it's all for the glory of God. So
absolutely.
Thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you. Thank you also for having me. And again, it's really been awesome to be able to record with my own wife. And I hope that maybe one day I'll be able to join you again in this.
You absolutely will. All right. So we will continue this series And I don't know which one we're doing next week, but we cannot wait to see y'all. So thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.